free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, May the 28th, 2019. I'm David Knight. We're back from Memorial Day. Hope you had a good holiday. We're going to talk about the reactions on social media to Memorial Day. The Army put out a, as some people called it, a virtue signaling tweet saying, tell us how the military affected your life. And they got 10,000 responses. What is the remedy for this? As we look at President Trump ordering thousands of more troops to Iran, maybe we should take a look at the Constitution instead of just waving the flag once in a while. So we're going to take a look at what is being done to our veterans and what is not being done for them as well. We're also going to take a look at an amazing story here that came out over the weekend. Actually, there's a couple of very interesting stories about Facebook. One of them was the fact that they shut down a page that had 1.65 million followers from CrossFit. This was a page that was talking about diet and exercise that apparently offended some of the big corporate sponsors of Facebook. That's the only explanation we can have, right? And it might give you a glimpse as to why they're coming after the people who want to push the alien idea to America anymore, that there ought to be such a thing as informed consent when it comes to medical care, like vaccines. Shouldn't have that, right? Whose interest are they protecting? The people's right to know? The people's right to decide what they're going to put into their body? You know, what they're going to eat, how they're going to exercise, what kind of medicines they're going to take, what kind of vaccines, and when they're going to take the vaccines? No. These people are not pro-choice at all. Let's stop using that language. I absolutely refuse to call these authoritarian liberals who seek to control our speech and our bodies, I refuse to call them pro-choice. It just shows their hypocrisy. So we're going to talk about how CrossFit pushed back. And folks, they said, we're done with Facebook. We're going to get out of Facebook completely. Going to get off of Instagram. We're going to get off of Facebook. And they laid out in 8 points a very detailed argument. And they talked about how Facebook is spying for the American government and for foreign governments. They talk about how they colluded with the PRISM program and other things. It's the same stuff I've been saying. I mean, these people are wide awake. They understand what this is all about. They understand that Facebook is operating on behalf of the governments. And then there was the other ominous sign that came out over the weekend about Facebook as well. And that is that Facebook is talking about offering their own cryptocurrency as soon as next year, 2020. They call it, unsurprisingly, global coin. Global coin. Now, why would they be doing that? And why would they be working with the U.S. Treasury Department as well as the Bank of England and other major players there, folks? You and I both know that the banks have operated for decades, for over half a century, as informants for the government that arguably they control anyway. They are the ones who changed our form of taxation so that we went from a free country where there was no internal taxation of the citizens by the central government to a situation where the border, there was no taxation at the borders at all, and all the taxation was put on us internally. And at the same time, they created that. They created the Federal Reserve. They created the income tax. They put all that stuff together. And they're the ones who have been snitching on Americans, quite frankly, to the same structures that they set up as that twin pair. You had the Federal Reserve, the income tax system, and then you had the banking system acting as informants. So why would they go to Facebook? Is it because they know that Facebook has been created, designed to be an informant for the government as CrossFit is already pointing out? Are you as aware of what's going on as CrossFit is? Well, you probably are if you listen to this program. And we're going to get into that as well as news about Martin Luther King. A private wall is being put up. Yeah, he actually made good on his promise, unlike some politicians.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, May the 28th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a lot of news about not only the election results, interesting things that happened, with Martin Luther King, and I'm going to give you a different take on this than you've heard from a lot of people. We'll talk about what happened over Memorial Day, and of course, Facebook banning CrossFit for a couple of days, a page with 1.65 million followers. No notification about what was going on, no explanation. Disappeared for a day or two, and then they restored it, and then CrossFit said, we're done, we're out of here. And they gave an excellent breakdown of what Facebook has become. And so we're going to talk about the designs of Facebook, the designs of Google, as they're now moving into trying to control our money. Not just our speech, but our money. Our money. These people are becoming just like the globalist bankers that control us, the people who help to put them in power. We're also going to talk about the private wall that has been put up. You know, we hear politicians talking about all this all the time. We had Joe Biden saying we've got to build a wall back in 2006. We had President Trump say in 2016, 10 years later, we've got to build a wall. Nobody's doing it. Where's the wall, though? Right? Doe. I forgot to put the wall up. A couple of years into this. So we're going to take a look at an individual, private individual, who took a lot of heat. We've got a great story up at InfoWars.com from Don Salazar. And he went back and looked at all the headlines and all the grief that he got from the usual propaganda press. The Daily Beast, Huffington Post, Raw Story, all these people. Oh, he's not building the wall. All these people want their money back. They should get their money back. Oh, you should demand your money back from this guy. Well, he put the wall up half a mile. That's more evidence that we've seen from President Trump. You know, he can't focus in terms of nobody in his administration wants to say where the wall is or how much they've done. Well, yeah, we put it up, but we just don't have any pictures of it. So that really kind of tells you a great deal about where we are in this discussion. We've got a propaganda press. We've got politicians that love to talk, never deliver. It's going to be done by us at the local level, or it isn't going to happen at all, folks. That's basically the lesson, I think, to take away from this. But we're going to look at that in more detail. Of course, the Daily Beast. I remember when these people acted as the attack dogs against Danny Williams in Las Vegas. I was there covering the debates. I played for you last week when I did the interview with Nigel Farage, but I was covering the press conference that Danny Williams was talking about, the young black man who said that Bill Clinton was his father, and he had been given money by the Clintons year after year, Christmas time, the family had. Then all of a sudden that stopped when they got elected president. He used to have the highway patrol deliver cash to his house every Christmas. And he says, I would just like to know, I'd just like to have closure on this. Would you please take a DNA test? Well, it was the Daily Beast more than anybody else. I mean, all these journalists in that room were attacking Danny Williams. Made me want to throw up. And so at one point I said something. I attacked the journalist. I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. This poor man just wants an answer to his story. and the Clintons are stonewalling this, and you know, you're just acting as defenders for them and attacking him. And the woman from the Daily Beast said, "Who are you and who are you with?" I said, "InfoWars." He said, "Oh, that figures." Well, it figures that it would be Daily Beast that would tell lies about the one man who actually built some of the wall at the border. So we'll talk about that later. But let's talk a little bit about gun safety here. Here in Texas, we've had the Republicans in the Texas legislature approve $1 million to lecture us about storing our guns safely. Is this the way that money ought to be spent in Texas? You're going to lecture us about that? Well, of course, you can argue, well, storing guns for that, that's good to be aware of that for safety. Yes, that's fine. Except that maybe it's not the safest thing, depending on how you store them. I mean, you need to be able to hide your guns from the kids and keep it out of their reach and so forth and hide it from intruders. But if you got to go to a gun safe to get your gun, or if you got to store it unloaded or whatever, it isn't really going to do you too much good. Maybe if they really care about the safety of Texas citizens, this Republican legislature here, over the objections of the NRA, and it still remains to be seen whether or not Texas Governor Abbott will sign this or not, maybe what they should do is focus on this story and make a PSA out of this and spend $1 million pushing this story to tell people how to be safe. A woman in Kaufman County, Texas, shot and killed a home invader Thursday morning, said authorities. She reportedly, this is a story from the Daily Caller, reportedly woke up after hearing a man banging on her door, according to the county sheriff's department. After investigating the noise, she determined that she didn't recognize the man and she wouldn't answer him. Then she said she heard the man kick in the back door of her house, prompting her to lock herself in her closet and call the 911 about 9:45 in the morning. This is 9:45 in the morning. She was still on the phone with a 911 operator when the man allegedly entered the house and confronted her in the closet. She then reportedly shot the man in self-defense, killing him. Now, if you want to tell Texas citizens how to be safe, Texas Republicans, why don't you run an ad about that? Tell us the same thing that Sheriff Clark told us. We'll get there as soon as we can. But you're going to have to get a gun and learn how to use it and how to have access to it quickly, because we can't be there quickly enough. And by the time we get there, it's going to be over. We'll try to catch the guy if he's still alive. But you need to learn how to, you need to get a gun and learn how to use it, said Sheriff Clark to the people in his county. And that's what the Republicans of all people in Texas ought to do. Why are they spending $1 million for this? Because they want to tell you how dangerous guns are, not how guns can be used to save your life. And they don't want women having guns to defend themselves. And then there's another aspect of this story. As it was reported, according to WFAA, they said the suspect has been identified as a 46-year-old. And they identify him as Nikusubila N.A. Makwang Lawala of Dallas. I think he's from somewhere other than Dallas. Now, I'm just making a wild assumption here, but maybe we ought to ask Ilhan Omar for a translation of his name and where, what neighborhood she comes from and the place that she escaped from. The sheriff's department, meanwhile, has acknowledged that the woman was defending herself from an intruder in her home, and there are expected to be no charges. So who defends us then from the police? Because, you know, when we take our guns, only the police have guns. This story from Hawaii, Free Thought Project. Horrifying video shows cops taser and pepper spray an unarmed dad to death in Honolulu, Hawaii. His crime? He was walking down the middle of the street. And for that, which would be a misdemeanor violation, the father of two, and by the way, folks, this was a white man. This is what I've said all along. All the people who are making this simply about race have been missing the point. They don't riot and burn down the town when the police wrongfully kill a white person. And I've said many times that the black community needs to make common cause with white people. If you were in a minority, why wouldn't you say, hey, this doesn't just affect us, this affects you as well? Whenever you want to get something done, you always appeal to the other people. You appeal to their self-interest. This is in the self-interest of white people to stop this kind of over-the-top police violence. Why wouldn't they do that? And of course, the answer is that the Democrats want to divide and conquer this country. It's no longer about democracy, even, as the Democrats like to say, yeah, we have a republic, not a democracy. They say, oh, we should have a democracy. No, they want a demagoguery. They want demographics. They are the demographic party, not the Democrat party. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, that's Turbo Force.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to get into what happened with Facebook over the weekend, but I want to finish up first with the excessive use of force yet again, this time in Honolulu, Hawaii, as reported by Free Thought Project. A lawsuit has been taken out. There was an individual who was repeatedly pepper sprayed and tasered until he died. He wasn't shot. He was tasered and pepper sprayed until he died. And so now there has been a lawsuit filed. They said he was pepper sprayed about a dozen times, shot with a taser gun as many as three times, all within the span of just 5 minutes. Why? Because he didn't obey the orders of the officers quickly enough. Death sentence. The family's attorney has argued that Halleck wasn't threatening anyone that night, that traffic had already stopped along the busy street as officers tried to get him to move to the sidewalk. Three police officers responded to the scene. Only minutes after they showed up, he would be on the ground, unresponsive and dead. Police claimed that the real threat that night was traffic, but Halleck never attacked anyone. All he did was apologize to the officers, repeatedly saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." They said, said one of the officers named Chung, "The threat was that there were vehicles in the area and we could be hit at any time." See, the officers' concern for their safety, no matter how contrived, no matter how paranoid, no matter how Barney Fife they are, they're authorized to kill you if they're afraid. These are the rules under which the police operate in all 50 states. This is not just Hawaii. We have seen this over and over again. This is not a black problem. This is a problem that has been embraced and institutionalized by our police. They went on to say that he was clearly impaired. They said, still, he placed us in a bad situation. I'm so sorry. If looks could have killed, it would have been us instead of him, right? When they arrived at the scene, one officer, Critchlow, she sprayed him, pepper sprayed him, four or five more times, bringing the total douses of spray to his face to 8. Within the course of the next few moments, Halleck would be pepper sprayed 4 or 5 more times while being simultaneously tasered. Critchlow said that her use of force that night was very reasonable given the totality of the circumstances. But as Free Thought Project writes, but was it? The only circumstance was a man who was walking down the road. That presented a danger to himself, and the only other circumstances is that he was not responding to the orders of the officers and not doing it quickly enough. He's just standing there saying, in a confused state, saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." So they repeatedly pepper sprayed him and tasered him until he died. As the attorneys have pointed out, the traffic had stopped. There was no traffic that was threatening the officers. The traffic had stopped, and they were waiting for the police to clear the area. I mean, here's a guy, he's unarmed. The only thing the officers can come up with to try to explain away their authoritarian use of lethal force is the fact that they were afraid of the traffic, because he wasn't armed. He wasn't threatening anybody. So the lawyer asked the officers whether or not they thought using a taser and such a massive amount of pepper spray was safe, considering the fact that when they found Halleck, he was already sweating profusely and appeared to be in a diminished mental state from the consumption of drugs. So that explains why he was doing it and why he didn't know what he was doing. As a matter of fact, we've had situations here in Texas, where there'd be a traffic accident. And there was the police walked up to the driver, gave him orders to get out of the car. He couldn't because he was suffering from epilepsy, and he couldn't move. They took that as defiance of their orders, and they shot him. because you can't defy the orders of the police. We are their slaves. They are the, if you will, they are the people on the plantation who are tasked with making the slaves get in line. Even more damning is the fact the police claim the tasers never shocked Halleck. They said, we didn't shoot him with tasers. Nevertheless, the doctor who treated him that night said she removed two taser darts from his back. She also testified there were two puncture wounds on his chest, surrounded by bruising, suggesting that the taser darts may have hit him there as well. So they lied about that. They lied about the threats to themselves. I believe the investigation will show they killed him simply because he didn't obey their orders quickly enough. And then this story from PBS. Study finds misconduct spreads among police officers like a contagion. This is news to PBS. It's not news to Frank Serpico, who has talked about this a long time. As Frank Serpico said, in every human institution, you're going to have problems because we're all human, right? You're going to have bad actors get in any organization. The difference is, are you going to purge those people out? Or are you going to embrace them, cover up their crimes? As we've seen with the institutional cover up of pedophile priests and pedophiles and other church organizations. If instead of purging these people out, you secretly keep them in and you maybe move them to another place. And that's precisely what the police are doing when they find misconduct. If they do anything at all, sometimes they will transfer the police officers who have been abusive to a different location. And they said that what happens is, new research published today in the journal The Nature of Human Behavior suggests that retaining misbehaving officers in police organizations might have far worse consequences than leaving accusations unaddressed. It could actually propagate misconduct itself. Well, they say, just don't even talk about it. Rather than talk about it and don't punish it. Well, I think it ought to be talked about. I think it ought to be punished. I think the people ought to be driven out of the institution. There ought to be some punishment, just like we have said many times about the Catholic Church. And yet, this is something that has been happening through this institution. Any institution that allows, embraces, defends, covers up bad conduct, they're going to find that those bad individuals will then spread that, as I pointed out, like a disease. As Frank Serpico said, if you don't purge that, then the institution itself not only embraces, but then is corrupted by that very process. And that is precisely what's going on. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about Facebook banning CrossFit. But I think a good intro to this is this $2.1 million drug that you saw this on the Drudge Report. Newly approved Novartis gene therapy will be the world's most expensive drug. This is a new goal for Goldman Sachs and its investors to strive for. If we can get a drug that costs $2.1 million per dose, this is a gene therapy. This is for a very rare disease for children under the age of 2. And as the people looked at this, they said, well, you can look at this one of two ways. Either it's an amazing treatment, and only a few kids will need it, so a million here and a million there is not worth more than a shoulder shrug. Or we have a big problem because biopharma has entirely redirected to rare diseases because the market will tolerate any price and the FDA will require pretty much no data. Yeah, that's the story.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border. Talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. Hey! The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate. Ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying earlier, we had Facebook take down a CrossFit group. As they said on their statement, Facebook deleted without warning or explanation. The Banting 7-Day Meal Plan user group. The group has 1.65 million users who post testimonials and other information regarding the efficacy of a low-carb, high-fat diet. While the site has subsequently been reinstated, also without warning or explanation, Facebook's action should give any serious person reason to pause, especially those of us engaged in activities that are contrary to prevailing opinion. So Facebook takes down temporarily, without any explanation or warning, this group, and CrossFit took down Facebook. Not only did they say we're going to get off of Facebook, but they took them down, folks, literally telling everybody why, which is something that Facebook wouldn't do with them. They told people why they were taking down Facebook, and they are totally on point. And I want to spend a little bit of time with what they had to say here. They slammed Facebook. They said the company has a lack of self-responsibility as the de facto authority over the public square. Ah, these people understand what's going on. Yes, it is a public square, and they are the de facto authority. It is Mark Zuckerberg who makes the rules of the global public square. That makes him the global ruler of the global public square, doesn't it? They went on to say CrossFit is a contrarian physiological and nutrition prescription for improving fitness and health. It is contrarian because prevailing views of fitness, health, and nutrition are wrong and have unleashed a tsunami of chronic disease upon our friends, family, and communities, said the statement from the company. They said that millions who use CrossFit and share its methodology stand, quote, against an unholy alliance of academic, government, and multinational food, beverage, and pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, we could call that the food and drug industrial complex. And that's really, those are the people that Facebook is carrying the water for. Them and also the government. And I'm glad they included the government in it. They understand and they see the hidden hand of the government in the actions of Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. As they pointed out, they said Facebook encourages, rather the company, CrossFit, encourages and supports its adherents to, quote, speak openly and freely about the ideas and principles that animate our views of exercise, nutrition, and health. See, we're not going to be allowed to talk about these types of things if Facebook and the government and the big corporations, the drug companies, big pharma, and big agra, if they have their way, they're going to tell Facebook and the government will tell Facebook what we can and cannot see. And I've had enough of this. So has CrossFit. They define their beliefs as against overreaching governments, malicious competitors, and corrupt academic organizations. Remember, when Eisenhower talked about the military-industrial complex, he also talked about the military-academic industrial complex. He said scientific research is being monopolized by these colleges and universities, and he said they were as much complicit in this as Tony Stark, for example, right? The icon of the military-industrial complex before he had his redemption and rebirth. Facebook removed a group of CrossFitters with more than 1.65 million members just because they advocated low-carb, high-fat diets, something like the keto diet. But I want you to hear the eight reasons that CrossFit put in their statement. I mean, they were totally on point with this and really defined, I think, what the problem is. They said these publicly sourced complaints include, but are not limited to, the following. Number one, Facebook collects and aggregates user information and shares it with state and federal authorities. You got a problem with that? I do. And I'm glad to see that CrossFit does. Why would they have a problem if they're about diet and exercise? Why would they have a problem with state and federal authorities? Well, because we know the state and federal authorities are going to try to dictate. They're already talking about how they're going to dictate what you can and cannot eat. We don't want you to have too much salt. We don't want you to have too much sugar. We don't want you to have any meat at all. They are going to be paying very close attention to what you eat, and it's not very far off. You will become a public enemy if you eat meat. AOC already hates you. And, of course, the radical Hitler Youth of the Democrat Party already hates you simply because you eat meat. So they go on to say, Facebook, number two, Facebook collaborates with government security agencies on massive citizen surveillance programs such as PRISM. Well, these people are paying attention. Paying attention. PRISM that was exposed by Ed Snowden. You remember all the big tech companies that they showed on their chart, on that slide that was exposed. That is to map your activities and your beliefs and your political beliefs, your religious beliefs, and maybe even your dietary preferences to identify what type of person you are and whether or not you are an enemy of the state. Again, the very first corporation to jump in on that was Microsoft. The very last corporation to jump in on it, on that chart that came out in 2013 of the big corporations, there was about a dozen of them. The very last one to get in there was Apple Computer, 2012, after Steve Jobs left and Tim Cook took over Apple. Then he joined the government surveillance program PRISM. Number three, Facebook censors and removes user accounts based on unknown criteria and at the request of third parties, including government and foreign government agencies. Number four, Facebook collects, aggregates, and sells user information as a matter of business. Its business model allows governments and businesses alike to use its algorithmically conjured advertising categories as sophisticated data mining and surveillance tools. Surveillance tools. These people are wide awake. I'm going to have to pay attention to what CrossFit is doing. I'm not defending any of their products. I don't even know what they're advocating. I know something about a low-carb, high-fat diet, ketogenic diets. I think I'm inclined to agree with those. But it goes beyond that. It goes to the point that you should be able to decide. And you should not be surveilled. We're down on point number four out of eight. And what have they been talking about? Facebook as a tool of government surveillance and government control and government regulation. And now they're going to talk about why they do this, to reward certain political and business interests. Number five, Facebook's news feeds are censored and crafted to reflect the political leanings of Facebook's utopian socialists while remaining vulnerable to misinformation campaigns designed to stir up violence and prejudice. This is coming from CrossFit. This is how broadly Facebook is affecting people. And they understand. They get it. Number six, Facebook, as a matter of business and principle, has weak intellectual property protections and is slow to close down intellectual property theft accounts. Number seven, Facebook has poor security protocols and has been subject to the largest security breaches of user data in history. And finally, and this is the key thing, Facebook is acting in the service of food and beverage industry interests by deleting the accounts of communities that have identified the corrupted nutritional science responsible for unchecked global chronic disease. In this, it follows the practices of Wikipedia and other private platforms that host public content, but retain the ability to remove or to silence without the opportunity for real debate or appeal. Information and perspectives outside a narrow scope of belief or thought. In this case, the approved perspective has resulted in the deaths of millions through preventable disease. Facebook is the handmaiden of big pharmaceutical companies and big agri companies that are killing people for profit.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order. Not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on Big Tech. They saw Infowars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones, then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we're going to break, I want to clarify that. I was reading directly from the statement by CrossFit. 8 points where they took down Facebook point by point. The first four were all about government surveillance, the request of the government to surveil you and I. And they really didn't get to the thing that affected them directly until the eighth point. But they made great points about how wicked and perverse this system is that has been created by DARPA and by the geospatial intelligence agencies working with Facebook and other shills like that, but especially with Zuckerberg. They talked in their final point about how they are acting in the service of the food and beverage industry and other big ticket, big money individuals, the big drug companies, the big agricultural companies. And what I said as we were going to break, I said, they are complicit in killing for profit. Now, that's not their statement. I just want to clarify that. They did not say that. I said that. What they said is that Facebook is complicit in the global chronic disease crisis. And that brings us back to where we started this segment. Remember, I talked about the $2.1 million drug, the record drug. A gene therapy for a very rare, very horrific disease. But it is so rare that they don't really have to do any studies. As a matter of fact, they can't really do any studies to prove whether it is safe or effective. They can make claims and the FDA can't really hold them. They can say, well, you know, we've got this indication that it does such and such. And we don't think it's dangerous, so we ought to be able to sell it. And the FDA says, well, okay. And, of course, if they can get the FDA to say okay, then the insurance companies will pay for it. And that means that all they have to do is convince the doctors to prescribe their drug. So call in the hookers and start the parties. We can do it just like we did with the opioids, right? No problem. We've got that solved. That part of the equation is done. And we call that regulatory capture, when you get the government regulatory agencies to do whatever the industry that they want to that they're supposed to be regulating for safety whenever they do whatever that industry wants them to do. We call that regulatory capture. They're not acting as an independent third-party referee. They're now working for those agencies. And as I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, we had Goldman Sachs saying in 2018, look at this. You've got this company over here, and they solved, they've got a cure for a particular strain of hepatitis. And they made several $1 billion the first year selling that. But that's not a sustainable business model. You can't stay in business if you're going to cure disease. We want to see stuff that's going to treat chronic disease. And so big pharma acts hand in hand with big agra. Big agra helps to create the chronic disease. Big pharma will treat the chronic disease, but we don't want to stop the chronic disease. No, no, no. That's not a sustainable business model. And anybody that wants to tell you how to do this, how to improve your health with exercise, with nutrition, with natural products, they've got to be silenced. That's one of the key things that they want to do about InfoWars, quite frankly. I've said many times that talking about vaccines is even more dangerous to the establishment than talking about their endless foreign wars. Because people will try to ignore how they've been exploited for foreign wars. They'll try to read a meaning into this as part of their grief. But there is no way that you can read meaning into people being harmed by a forced medication. Once people realize what big pharmaceutical companies have been allowed to do, that's going to be a big turning point. That is one of the most dangerous pieces of information out there. You want to start a revolution? You talk to people about how the government and big corporations have been harming you and your children. That'll start a revolution right there. That's why it's so dangerous. That's why they don't want this talked about. And so, yeah, they want to keep chronic disease going. That is their business model. Curing disease is not sustainable. That's why they want to push this out there. And just going back to this story, the $2.1 million, they said, well, you know, they defended that. They said, we think it's fair and reasonable given the benefit, which, of course, they can't prove because they don't have enough patients. They can make that assertion because it is so rare. And that's why they said, is this going to be a new business model for these corporations? Because they pointed out that, you know, this other competing drug cost $4 million over 5 years. And so, hey, we're relatively cheap. We only cost $2 million for a few treatments up front. This is like saying, well, okay, I killed those two people, but that guy over there, he killed 10. You know, he's the bigger criminal than I am. The bottom line is that they're going to these, they said, we have a big problem here. Biopharma is redirecting to rare diseases. Number one, because the market will tolerate any price. Number two, because they're so rare, you can't do the test to see if they're safe and effective. Now think about this, and think about the fact that even though we've got the other side of this coin is the vaccine business. Because in the vaccine business, they're not charging massive amounts of money. They're making it up on volume. It's such a large volume. That is the key there. That's why it has to be mandated. And of course, you're talking about requiring no data on this, right? They don't want you to see any data. They hide the data. They don't collect the data as they were tasked with doing. And anybody that is harmed or killed by this, it goes into their secret court. If you even know about the court, the public doesn't find out about that. $110 million paid out to people in the first quarter of this year alone that were harmed or killed by vaccines. And they keep that quiet. Many of these people had to fight for 15 years to get compensation for their loved ones that were killed. And it's small compensation compared to what happens with the lawsuits on glyphosate and so forth. And go back to February 2015, 4 years ago, Time Magazine, Facebook must shut down the anti-vaxxers, they said. And they said, well, you know, back in January of 2015, they're writing this in February, Mark Zuckerberg launched an online book club, and already he is now done, just a month later, He dropped something of a small bombshell with his most recent and most excellent choice, said Time Magazine. A book called On Immunity. They called it a thoughtful exploration of what's behind the irrational fear and suspicion in the anti-vaccine community. Well, what this is, what they're pushing here in this Time Magazine article 4 years ago, is an irrational fear of the community that talks about informed consent. Why are you so afraid of informed consent? And why can't you withstand the scrutiny of this irrational herd immunity that is nothing but a herd mentality? They went on to say, so kudos to Zuckerberg for getting the truth out there and challenging the lies of people who don't want to be mandated with vaccines. And shame on Zuckerberg for enabling those lies. So this is Time Magazine saying you've got to shut down any discussion about vaccines just as they're now doing. It is metastasized now to diet and to exercise. Don't talk about stuff that'll make you healthy. And this is one of the reasons why we have fallen under their ire, because we also sell natural, safe, and effective products. And that's how we support this operation. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. We've got a lot of specials that are still in effect for Memorial Day. Part of our mega sale, we have ExtendoWise, Myco ZX Plus, 60% off. We have Super Male Vitality, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, 50% off. Again, you can get your vitamins and minerals by drinking them in a smoothie. You don't have to take a lot of pills. 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product. Turmeric and many other natural ingredients, 50% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. Protein Bars, 40% off. And for the listeners of this program, we have a special savings on our 100% organic Wake Up America coffee. You can save 10%. Just use the code WAKEUP at checkout to save 10% off of Wake Up America coffee. And don't forget, subscribe to our YouTube channel for this program. We have our archives up there, and we also cut things out by segment. You can now share those YouTube videos. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/libertarian. You can follow me on Twitter at libertarian. And you can also find our archives at infowars.com/david-knight-show. Don't forget to support our sponsors who carry us on radio and TV, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Facebook has a problem with people who are talking about diet and exercise program. That can get you banned. And so CrossFit has now said, no, that's all right. They didn't explain why they took down the page that had 1.65 million followers. So they took us down without explanation, and after a few days, they put us back up without explanation. But we're going to take them down, and here's the explanation as to why you should take them down as well. It's about time we all ban Facebook, because they're getting very, very dangerous. Coming up, I'm going to talk about Mark Zuckerberg's aspirations to become the global bank. The global bank. Yeah, he makes the rules for free speech. And I'm sure he wants to make the financial rules as well. Yeah, he loves those Roman dictators, you know, like Caesar Augustus. He's got an obsession with that. That whole thumbs up, thumbs down stuff. He likes that. He wants to be that. And we'd better make sure that we don't have a Pax Zuckerberg. May the peace of Zuckerberg not be upon you. One thing that they don't have a problem with, as The Guardian points out, they don't have a problem at Facebook with illegal dogfighting. They give a global platform to that. This is a story from The Guardian saying the animal rights organization, Lady Freethinker, says the social media giant is failing to obey its own policies. Well, why would they? I mean, look, if you are the ruler, and you are the ruler if you make the rules, right? If you're the ruler, and this is your own private, public, you know, what is it, private or public? It depends on what they want to do, right? They're malleable. Their rationale flips, depending on who they're talking to or what somebody wants to do to them. So they can be public or they can be private, but they own the global public square and they make the rules. So they therefore rule that. If you're the ruler and if you just arbitrarily make the rules and you determine arbitrarily in a star chamber process secretly who is violating those rules, you know, people that they label as agents of hate or as hate agents. I'm sorry. I label myself as an agent of hate. H-A-T-E. Humanity against the technocratic elite. That's how I define hate. Of course, they define it arbitrarily and inconsistently, and they can do that because they make the rules. And the ruler, if you are, you know, ruling as a global emperor, then you can violate your own rules, and that's what they say they did. They violated their own policies that prohibit violent content and the sale of animals. This investigator reported 26 posts to Facebook. Said these violate your policies, but the company declined to remove all but six, instead suggesting that the investigator simply block, unfriend, or unfollow posts that it acknowledged may still be offensive or distasteful. Now, let me say this. We're talking about agents, or hate agents, right, as they call them. Right? Again, I'm an agent of H-A-T-E. But this is the kind of response that Facebook ought to have to everything. As a matter of fact, if somebody is doing something illegal, and I'm not supporting dog fighting or any of this stuff, I think it's reprehensible. And there are laws against that. And if somebody is foolish enough to put this stuff up and show themselves, let's say, robbing a bank, what would be the appropriate response? Would that be banning anybody from talking about banks? Or would that be to report these people to the police and let them prosecute the actual crime? No, Facebook is going to determine what is a crime and what isn't. What is hate speech and what isn't. And instead, what they ought to do is they ought to treat it the same way they're responding to these people about this particular incident. Yeah, if this is dogfighting going on, then let the legal authorities shut it down. But if you don't like something that is up, and I'm not talking about this. If you don't like something is up, you got some choices here, as Facebook told them. You can block that information. You can unfriend those people. You can unfollow that post. You can do something about what offends you. We'll be right back.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about how Facebook is giving a global platform to illegal dogfighting. And this is an organization that identified, said, look, you're violating your own policies. You said that you're not going to have violent content up. You're not going to allow the sale of animals, but you're allowing that. And they pointed out 26 different posts that, of course, violated Facebook's own rules, but Facebook said, we don't care. They took down 6 of the 26, but the other 20, they said, well, if you don't like it, just block it, unfriend it, or unfollow those posts that may be offensive or distasteful to you. And quite frankly, I think that is the way that they ought to certainly be handling political speech, of all things. I mean, political speech is not about cruelty to animals. Somebody being offended by what you have to say is not the same as the kind of mutilation and violence that happens to these dogs. As this group pointed out, they said the level of violence and exploitation of dogs is appalling, and it is. But then they went on to say Facebook is used as a platform to advocate for positive change. No, no, no. If they're going to be the public square, and they are, and they talk about that, they should not be setting up the rules, because when they set up the rules, they then have the authority to violate it. And, yeah, you know, when we talk about this, I'm reminded, remember, Travis, when we went to Florida, we had some property that my father had, after he had passed away. It was a mortgage that he held with some people. He sold a house, and these people had subsequently rented it out, and the people they were renting it to didn't pay them. And so, and they were afraid to evict this individual, evidently. They wouldn't respond to anything that I sent them, so I had to go down there. For the estate, I had to figure out what was going on. The place was abandoned, and it was horrific. Do you remember that, Travis? The dogs that they had, the pit bulls that they had there, that they were training, and they were locked up in that shed on the outside?
Yeah. I remember we didn't even realize the dogs were in that shed for the longest time until Lance and I walked outside and were just hanging out around the shed, and all of a sudden just the walls start shaking as they start attacking the walls trying to get out because they hear us out there.
Oh, it was amazing. And they had a rabbit in a cage inside the house that had died and halfway rotted. I got very sick cleaning that place out, very sick. But it was really scary. And we called the animal control people to come out. They called police to come out with a backup. They had a cop up in the tree with a pistol on the door just in case things went bad. They got a noose in there and eventually got that those two dogs out for their own good. But man, they had stuff hanging in the yard that they would have the dogs bite that, and then they'd swing them around. All the neighbors came over and complaining about it. And then as we were cleaning that up, remember what happened?
Yeah, I remember some guy rolls up in his car and says, where's Jose's dogs, man? It's like, the police have them. Oh, he's not going to be happy about
it. Jose's not going to be happy with us. We had found needles. We had found empty gun magazines. And we'd found a box full of martial arts trophies. Presumably, they all belonged to Jose. I said, we got to get this place cleaned up and get out of here before Jose finds out what's going on. But Jose didn't come back, fortunately. That's why I'm here today. But look, I mean, we have crimes like this, and it was horrendous what he was doing to these animals, and just to basically abandon them, and they were starving to death. And very violent, very dangerous dogs. It made them very dangerous. It's reprehensible. But the proper way to do this is to have the police involved in crimes. Those are crimes. It's not a crime to talk about exercise and diet. It's not a crime to talk about politics. And they have treated those more harshly than they have dog fighting. And why are they doing this? And where are they going with this? Here's another ominous sign of where Facebook is going. The Guardian also points out Facebook plans to launch Global Coin, a new cryptocurrency, and they plan to do it by next year, 2020. They're going to allow users to make digital payments in dozens of countries. Global Coin would enable Facebook's 2.4 billion users to change dollars and other international currencies into its digital coin so that you could buy things on the internet and you could transfer money without needing a bank account. Now, this is something that has really scared the banking system, Bitcoin, and these other issues, right? And I think what's really behind all of the wild, violent swings in the price of Bitcoin and these cryptocurrencies is they have such small market capitalization. It is a piece of cake for big global central banks to manipulate them. Or even an individual, a wealthy individual, a whale, as they call them, could do it because the market capitalization is so small. They can go in and they can buy a massive amount of stuff and pump it up, or they can sell it all off at once and crash it. And we've had several flash crashes of Bitcoin just recently. Looked like it was gradually coming back. And then you got a couple of big flash crashes because of massive amounts of cryptocurrency dumped by a whale. Now, that whale could be an individual. It could be a banking system, central banking system. Anybody that sees it as competition or as a danger to them. And we've had just recently a Democrat congressman say that Bitcoin must be shut down because it affects their ability to collect taxes and to monitor our financial transactions. And that's been their complaint about it all along. That's been one of the best things about it that we would advocate from a freedom standpoint all along. And so why, when you look at this, why is Facebook being courted by the U.S. Treasury Department? Why is Zuckerberg talking to the Bank of England? Just last month, he met the governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, to discuss his plans for Global Coin, according to the BBC. And then he discussed also with U.S. Treasury officials and is in talks with money transfer firms, including Western Union. See, they don't have a problem with cryptocurrency. They just want to make sure they're cut in on the deal. And they want to make sure that Mark Zuckerberg is going to surveil and snitch on you just like the banking system is. And of course he will. That was why he was allowed and helped and assisted to succeed, because he's that kind of person. Anybody could have done Facebook. Why did he succeed? Especially when you watch him in the hearings. Why did he succeed? Because he is at heart a snitch. And so there's absolutely no way the central banks or the government would be working with him, would allow this, if he wasn't going to be doing surveillance for them. As they point out in this article, and they seem to think, well, I don't think this is going to work. However, experts believe the regulatory issues and Facebook's poor track record on data privacy and protection are likely to prove to be the biggest hurdles to making the currency a success. Oh, no. On the contrary. That's exactly why they will be allowed to do this, because he has a poor track record on data privacy and because he won't protect your data. Those aren't hurdles for him to get approved. Those are features that he can sell to the governments and the banks to get it approved. They said, you know, Facebook is not regulated in the same way that banks are, and the cryptocurrency industry is by definition almost unregulated. This will be the way that they will regulate it. They will regulate the cryptocurrency through the back door by Mark Zuckerberg in the same way that they are regulating our freedom of speech through the back door by Mark Zuckerberg. The government in America could never do directly what Zuckerberg is doing to you. They had to create him as a beard so that he could be the glove covering their hand of tyranny. Yeah, this is exactly how this works, folks. They're going to make him the regulator of the banking industry, and it'll be so easy for them to deplatform anybody that they don't like. They don't like you, they can just cut you off once they establish this. They're going to make it very attractive. They're even going to offer you money to look at ads. He'll pay you in his global coin to look at ads on Facebook. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in 2 servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be a word of mouth, or to pray for us, or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now, commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half a Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. Get the fish oil.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our ultimate bone broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our ultimate bone broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's talk a little bit more about this global coin scheme that's been hatched by Mark Zuckerberg. And again, he's talking with the governor of the Bank of England. He's talking with the U.S. Treasury officials. And as I said before, their big issue with crypto is to make sure they know everything about you and your finances so they can tax and control you. They can do that with Facebook. He has shown that he's willing to do that. And of course, he's going to let users transfer money using WhatsApp. He's going to pay users a fraction of a coin if they watch ads on his platform and so forth. He's going to incentivize it. It's not just going to be free. It's going to be incentivized with a small financial incentive. That's the way they rope you in. Remember, you know, everything that we see with social media, that we see with Google, they get people to come in because they offer the service for free. All it costs you is all of your privacy, all of your personal security. And they use that. Then after they take your privacy and your security, they use that to destroy your liberty, your free speech. And they're going to use it to destroy your money as well. Because what he wants to do is he wants to peg the value of global coin to a basket of currencies. He'll include the dollar, but he'll also include the euro, the Japanese yen, and all this sort of stuff. Folks, if we lose the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, as it currently is, then you're going to find that very quickly we're going to be regarded as a third world bankrupt country. Look at the massive amount of debt that we have there. Nobody, even in the Republican Party, is talking about the debt anymore. President Trump says, it doesn't matter, you know. We got now modern monetary theory, magic money theory. That's what I call it. It doesn't matter. I mean, these people have gone beyond the point that John Maynard Keynes was, where he's trying to argue that, hey, if you spend more money than you take in as an individual, that's bad. You'll go bankrupt. But that's microeconomics. We're talking about macroeconomics. And if, you know, you push a boulder, if you jump off the cliff, you're going to die. But if you push a boulder that's big enough, it'll just float, right? And they've been floating this massive debt because they are the world's reserve currency. A lot of people have caught on to that. Russia, China, people who don't wish us well have caught on to that. They're talking about ways to take down the status of the American dollar as a reserve currency. It used to be based on the fact that we had gold. And then when that became a fraud, Kissinger and Nixon worked with the Saudis, and essentially the Saudis are controlling us through the petrodollar. But it has allowed our government to grow without any constraints, to spend money without any constraints. And now it's been embraced by Republicans and Democrats alike. This could burst that bubble. But the other aspect of this that I think you all need to understand is that when you look at these Trojan horses, Facebook, Twitter, Google, who come to you bearing free gifts, just understand what happens when they get inside the gate. I remember when Facebook, we were not really on Facebook that much. I remember when they came to Alex Jones and said, hey, we got this new thing, Facebook Live. And you're one of about four or five people that we'd like to get on there. And we'll let you test this. So they used Alex to test Facebook Live. And he got massive attention with that. You know, and pull people in. Tell people, hey, advertise with us, just like they did the triple amputee who has now built the wall. They attacked him. You know, they roped him in spending $300,000 in ads and then just pulled the plug on him one day because they didn't like his politics. Not because he was hateful. They didn't even accuse him of hate. They just didn't like his politics, so they pulled the plug on him. This is the way they roll. Now they're pulling back Facebook Live for a lot of different people, but, you know, and they banned Alex Jones for life after begging him to help promote their product. And that's what they're going to do to you individually and collectively as well. Take a look at what they did. You know, we've talked about their hate agents, Candace Owens, another lady who talked about immigration issues. So she was put on the list of hate agents and how they had different levels. You know, they had level one, level two, level three. They had signals that they looked at. And, of course, that was supposed to be things that level one be things that happened in the last year. Level two, things that happened 2 years ago. Level three, things that happened 3 years ago and so forth. But then they found on this list that was leaked to Breitbart, they found that they had things on there that weren't even things that the individuals had said, but the fact, hey, they spoke at this particular group. And we've labeled that group as a hate group. So, therefore, since she spoke to them 7 years ago, we're going to put that on level three. They don't even follow their own rules, but they set up a spreadsheet. And it's a secretive process. And so just before these elections, and we're going to talk about the EU elections and what it means going forward, coming up in the program. But just before the election, it came out that they had listed a couple of candidates as hate agents and deplatformed them just before the British election, for the European election. They had Carl Benjamin, a YouTube star, a candidate for UKIP, as well as Anne-Marie Waters, founder of the For Britain Party and director of Sharia Watch UK, both included. And, of course, this is nothing but election meddling. See, they're going to shut down people who support a particular issue or principle. They're not going to debate it. And if you are a politician that embraces that, they will shut you down completely, as they did in the UK. Were these people hate individuals, as they point out in Breitbart, under level two signals? This is supposedly things that are 2 years old. Benjamin was charged in secret in this Star Chamber hearing. He was charged with giving, quote, a neutral representation of John Kinsman, a member of the Proud Boys, in October 21st last year. They filed this entry under a column marked praise or support for a designated hate entity, even though they admitted that his representation was neutral. That's not good enough. You have to criticize Alex Jones, or you have to criticize the Proud Boys or Gavin McInnes, or that is counted by Facebook if you just post something up with no comment and it's neutral, and they say that it's neutral. You have to condemn people outright that Facebook hates. So who is the hate agent here? Yeah, the hate agent is Mark Zuckerberg. He's an agent, a secret agent for the government, pushing hate, defining hate arbitrarily to serve his masters. That's why I said we need to embrace this. Call ourselves, you know, just like agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., call ourselves agents of H-A-T-E, humanity against these technocratic elite. And so they said in a column marked individual promotes the creation of an ethnostate is an entry where Benjamin mocked the positions of an alt-right individual. Those people who did want an ethnostate. So he says, oh, look at what this guy says. And he mocks it. And they put that as a strike against him because evidently his condemnation of it wasn't forthright enough. Satire even doesn't count sufficiently. Now that's how humorless these techno dictators are. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please, secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars. The
most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, support the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground. All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver iodine, Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about how Facebook interfered with the election by banning a couple of candidates for office just before the recent British elections. One of those individuals, as I pointed out, had been neutral in his representation of an individual who was a member of the Proud Boys. They admitted that, but that wasn't good enough for them. They wanted outright condemnation. In another instance, they condemned him, even though they said the individual promotes the creation of an ethnostate. In that referenced post, he mocked the position of people who did want an ethnostate. So satire, as I said, is not a satire. A satirical mocking is not sufficient for them. You got to have outright explicit condemnation. Or if you just talk about a subject, then they come after you. And this is the way they summarized it, even though they banned him off of Facebook before the election as a candidate for UKIP. They said, under notes, and this is stuff that was leaked to Breitbart by Facebook whistleblowers, under notes, a Facebook employee made a critical concession, said, well, most of his content is anti-communist, anti-fascist, anti-feminist, anti-socialist. He's not explicitly hateful, and he even criticizes the alt-right for wanting to build an ethnostate, but they took him off anyway. because they're going to determine who gets to say what, even when it comes to candidates for office just before an election. And as I said before, you know, they're going to allow dogfight information to be posted up there. Well, they want a dogfight between different ethnic groups, especially in Europe. But they are going to protect that. They're not going to take down the dogfight sites, but they will leave up sites from one side of the dogfight that they're creating in Europe, but take down the other side. For instance, Leo Zagami, a frequent guest on here and another InfoWars program, said he was banned for 30 days from Facebook for simply posting an article on Muslim immigration. He said, today I've been banned from Facebook for simply posting an article I wrote a few days ago about Raymond Leo Burke's criticism on the insane immigration policies of Pope Francis. And for that, he was banned. He was banned. In the meantime, he said, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker lashed out at people he called stupid nationalists, quote unquote. That's how he characterized them. Stupid. You're okay. You can call nationalists stupid, but don't even criticize the Pope's policy on pushing Muslim immigration as being against what you would think that he would want to do. Nevertheless, so he called people stupid nationalists on the eve of the European election, and that's okay. But Leo Zagami gets a 30-day suspension from Facebook. Meanwhile, we go to Twitter. Al Jazeera was able to get Twitter to silence critics who exposed their anti-Semitism on their program. Twitter agreed to request by Al Jazeera's Arabic language network to censor English translations of a video that questioned the reality of the Holocaust and charged Jews with exploiting it, quote, for their agenda. Say, if it's on the other side, they will shut it down very quickly. So what they had was, again, this is the Arabic language network. They had a presenter on Al Jazeera who has a guest, and the two of them are opining about how the Jews, quote, exploited the Holocaust for their agenda, made the whole world focus on their murders and forget other victims. When it was exposed, the people who exposed it and criticized that said, hey, look, we don't agree with this interpretation of what's going on. We don't agree with what they're saying about this. That was taken down by Twitter. And they used a copyright charge to take it down. That's why they are increasing the use of copyright in Europe. They're using it as a means to control political speech. And, of course, Al Jazeera is owned by the royal family of Qatar. They said that they took these staff, gave them disciplinary reprimands, and they're going to have mandatory bias training and awareness program. Nevertheless, Facebook and Twitter allowed the original video without the translation, the one that was there for consumption by Arabic-speaking people, that video is allowed to stay up. If you show the one with the English language translation that shows their bias and hatred towards Jewish people, that will be taken down. Al Jazeera wants that taken down. But the original, the Arabic, is up. It got 1.1 million views. Meanwhile, President Trump's tweets are on the decline, as they say. This was an article that was on the Drudge Report by the Washington Examiner. They took a look at the metrics of President Trump, and it's kind of interesting because they kind of mirrored the metrics that I've been seeing on my Twitter account, Libertarian. His metrics, his engagement rate, is down 70%. Mine's down about 75%. And he has four times the number of followers over this period of time. I've got about three times the number of followers that I had over that period of time. And yet the only difference between the two of us is that he's doubled the amount of tweeting that he's done. I mean, a lot of people look at this and say, well, the impact of his tweets has declined because of how frequently he's doing it and so forth. But he's only doing it twice as much as he did at the beginning of that. These other metrics, though, and I'm doing about the same as I did before, maybe a little bit less. But his metrics have pretty much paralleled mine. And it's not really a surprise when you look at this, because the Twitter co-founder, Ev Williams, I guess, I don't know, I haven't seen this person's name before. But this individual, the co-founder of Twitter, went on CNN Business. And on CNN, the co-founder of Twitter said, "The vast majority of the electorate is not on Twitter reading President Trump's tweets and being convinced by that. What they're convinced much more by is the destructive power of Fox News, which is much, much more powerful and much more destructive than Twitter." And I said this last August when everybody at Fox, except for Tucker Carlson for the most part, there were maybe one or two others, but most of the big guys kept silent when InfoWars got taken down. And I said, "You're next. You're next." Go back and look at what Pastor Martin Niemöller said about the Nazis, that famous quote. "First they came for this group and I didn't do anything because I wasn't a member of that group. Then they came for another group and another group and another group. And then finally they came for me and there was nobody left." And that's going to be the situation for Fox News. Maybe they'll escape this. Maybe they will moderate what they're saying. And they've already done that to a large extent. Take a look at what they did with the Notre Dame fire. They toadied up to the establishment. They want to be the quote-unquote conservative voice of authoritative establishment media. And I think they'll moderate their content. They'll probably get rid of the commentators and just keep people like Shepard Smith, who would be equally comfortable on CNN. But right now, they're being called dangerous by the co-founder of Twitter. Why are they dangerous? They're dangerous because he doesn't like their ideas. The co-founder of Twitter doesn't like Fox's ideas. He doesn't like their politics. He can't defeat the ideas of conservatism, of nationalism, of liberty. And so it has to be banned. And that's what he's calling for. He also called President Trump a master of the platform. He told CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan, "What Trump has done with Twitter is pretty genius, frankly." But now they have caught on, and now President Trump is getting, again, as I said, a 70% decline in interactions, even though he's got four times as many people. That's exactly, yeah. What Twitter is doing to President Trump is pretty genius, actually. Quietly shadow banning him, just like they are the rest of us. Anybody that hasn't completely left these platforms, we're going to talk about Apple and Google duking it out. Whether or not we're going to have a luxury good or privacy. Is privacy a luxury good? According to Google, it is. Maybe having a home is as well, because I got Google employees living out of RVs. We'll be right back.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out, guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-Pack Power Stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the Wake Up and Work or Rest and Recover packs each day for quick, easy-to-use, and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness, you can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Stack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in 2 refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in 3 different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the debate going back and forth between Apple and Google. They're duking it out, as RT points out, over the customer's data, whether or not privacy is going to be a luxury good, or if you just get rid of all privacy. Now, that's what Google is responding to, because you had an Apple executive, the vice president of software engineering, said, "We have no interest in learning all about you as a company." Now, that's not their business model. That's the business model of Google, of Facebook, of Twitter, to learn all about you and sell that information. That's the basis of any service that's out there that's free. You are the product, as Tim Cook has said. But let's understand that Apple is not, it's not about free speech or above giving information to the government either. Remember, that was old Apple was really the way this vice president of software engineering is talking about. That was Steve Jobs' approach. Steve Jobs is not interested in playing the military-industrial complex game, really. If you look at that prism slide that was exposed by Ed Snowden, you can see that Microsoft jumped in there at the very beginning, way before anybody else got in. The very last company to get in was Apple. In the latter part of 2012. And that was when Tim Cook took over the company from ailing Steve Jobs. And of course, he began working for the military industrial complex and these other people, feeding them information as they wanted it. It was Tim Cook working with Mark Zuckerberg that began the technocratic censorship of InfoWars and Alex Jones back on August 6th of last year. So yeah, they're not exactly all about privacy and freedom either. But the people at Google took exception to this. They had the Google CEO, Sundar Pichai, said that Apple could only afford to respect users' privacy essentially because its products are so expensive. He said, "Privacy cannot be a luxury good offered only to people who can afford to buy premium products and services," he wrote in a New York Times op-ed piece earlier this month. Now, George Gilder has talked about this in Life After Google. He said, that Google's model for big data implies their very presumption, the foundation on which Google and Facebook and these other giants were built, is that they have to know everything about you. Everything. That's the only thing that makes big data work. Big data works better. It has to be big. It has to know everything. They have to be omniscient and omnipresent. And then they can turn that over to the corporations and the governments who use it to become omnipotent. But he said, Google will never sell any personal information to third parties. Are you serious? You really expect us to believe that? See, that's why they want to censor InfoWars. Because we pointed out many times how they're selling that. I mean, the fact that they're even being violated, investigated in the EU over violations, over doing exactly that, turning over information to third parties. As RT points out, that statement is disingenuous, if not blatantly false, as is the idea that Google lets its customers decide how much information is used. And all these people out there who are cheering on the technocratic elite and say, look at your terms of service. Look at your, I've noticed that the terms of service are a very complicated, lengthy document. And I've also noticed that they frequently change that terms of service. How many people have you, how many of you people have actually read the terms of service? And how do you realize, do you know or do you realize how frequently they are changing this? Of course you don't. You're busy, say, oh, yeah, okay, fine. I just got to see my email. They point out most Gmail users, for example, have no idea the content of their emails is being analyzed to serve them ads and maybe other more nefarious issues. Like I said, I'm not that concerned about them trying to ascertain that I want to buy a particular product, that I'm in the market for a dog products. I just got a dog or something, or I'm looking for a car or something like that. I don't really care about that. I care about being profiled for my political, religious beliefs, being profiled because of what I eat and how I exercise, as you see with CrossFit. That's what's coming. That kind of pre-crime analysis and anticipatory crime. They're going to anticipate that I am an enemy of the state for some reason, as they're about to roll something out. That's what I have a problem with, turning this over. I said, while Pichai could argue that he should have known, people should have known there's no such thing as a free lunch or a free email platform, the lack of an easily accessible opt-out option and the constantly changing terms of services that are not clearly defined, hidden in a mountain of data. So there's two different ways that you can hide stuff, right? You can hide the needle somewhere, or you can just put it in a big haystack and say, it's over there in the haystack, go find it. And that's what the term service is a haystack. But they point out that Pichai's criticism of Apple has merit because the latest iPhone model sells for nearly $1,000. Look, those are not the two choices, as George Gilder points out. You can't add security and privacy as an after effect, like we used to say in engineering. You know, it's a bag on the side. Oh, we got this fundamental flaw, so let's just put a bag on the side, kind of a reference to a colostomy, essentially. You know, we're just going to attach this kludge and then another one to fix that problem because we've got a fundamental design problem. It's the same thing we saw with the Boeing planes, right? They decided they would save money by not redesigning the airframe. Then that meant just put bigger engines on it. That meant that the thing was wanting to nose down. So then they put other mechanisms on the added additional things to try to correct that. More and more levels of complication that eventually caused it to fail. Well, that's the situation that George Gilder sees with the internet. And the fact that it is built on a foundation to know everything about you. And if you go to a foundation where the fundamental architecture, the foundation of the architecture, is one that is built to be private and secure for you as an individual, then on that foundation, you can have privacy and freedom. And you can even be paid, as Zuckerberg is talking about with Facebook. You could even be paid for watching ads. Of course, he's going to use that to lure you into this global coin scheme that he's now pushing. And when you got Sundar Pichai out there saying, well, you can treat privacy as a luxury good. But we don't do that. We offer that to everybody. Well, I guess the real issue here is that at Google's headquarters, the luxury item is having housing, because I've got Google contractors and employees there in Silicon Valley, right outside Google's headquarters. They pointed out on Daily Mail, Mountain View residents have voted to ban trailers from parking overnight on public streets back in March. The cops are cracking down on people who are letting sewage spill from their RVs into the street, threatening to tow them. And they realize that they've got these people who are living in the RVs are living in the RVs because they work for Google and because they can't afford a home. This is the future that Google has planned for all of us, if they have their way. It is a dark future. It is a future that they have designed, that they are now actively testing in Toronto at Sidewalk Labs, because you won't have a car. You probably won't even have a bicycle. It's going to be so expensive. I mean, we got the pathetic situation now where BMW, all these car companies, this morning on the way into work, I heard an ad, and it started out with a Jetsons theme, and they're talking about how, oh, the car of the future, blah, 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 and they start talking in general terms about all the virtues of electric vehicles, not really so much the virtues. They weren't selling them on features. They're selling you on the fact that it's something the Jetsons would use because it's the vehicle of the future. And it was done by Volkswagen North America. Boy, they got the message, didn't they? All it took is about $10,000 worth of fines and confiscations and having one of their executives thrown in jail by the EPA for, quote unquote, cheating on their emission scandal. Nobody was ever harmed by that. But they got the message. They really quickly dropped their very efficient and durable diesel engines that they were about to introduce and went full bore on electric vehicles, and now they're pushing that as well. That is the future that they want for us. The government, even through the EPA, is forcing this future that bans private transportation, that's going to take away your ability to own a home. They're going to lock you up in the cities and the micro apartments. If you don't watch out, they're going to have you literally on the sidewalk. You'll probably be living on the sidewalk just like a Google engineer. Folks, if you want to support us, if you want to keep free speech out there, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have products up from our Memorial Day mega sale. We got many products 60% off, ExtendoWise, Myco ZX Plus. Others 50% off. We've got Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. You can save 10% as a listener of this program. Just use the code WAKEUP to save 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee. 100% organic. Save 10%. Use Wake Up at checkout. InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in two servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price. The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We'll be right back.
liberty. It's your move. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I saw over the weekend, I saw an article, Lance Armstrong, saying what he did with doping. He said, it wasn't legal, but I wouldn't change a thing. And he said, what we had to do to win. It wasn't legal, but I wouldn't change a thing. Whether it's losing a bunch of money or going from hero to zero, he said, I wouldn't change a thing. If I just doped and didn't say a thing, none of that would have happened, none of it. I was begging for it. I was asking for them to come after me. It was an easy target. And so, you know, he says, hey, that's fine. I learned some lessons, and it was good that I learned those lessons. Have we learned any lessons from this? Because what is it fundamentally that's different about what Lance Armstrong did than what the transgender athletes are doing? You know, we've had story after story, and I don't recall anybody making the connection to Lance Armstrong, but of course, there is a connection there. And everybody was criticizing him for this. They said, look at this. He's, you know, taking whatever it was that he was doping with. I don't know what he was doping with. But he was taking some substance that they gave him a competitive edge to other people. Kind of like the men who identify psychologically as women, compete as women. They're doping on testosterone, which gives them a competitive edge. And as a good example of this, you have, going back to last year, NPR complaining about Tour de France and the fact that the women don't have their own race. Now, NPR was not saying the women ought to be allowed to compete with the men. They knew they weren't going to win if they competed with the men, because all of the men are doping on something that the women don't have. Okay, so it's not going to be any competition there. There is a physical difference here. And this is very important. As I pointed out last week, 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, the psychologist who has studied this for decades, and he's been a leading psychologist worldwide looking at the transgender issue. He actually advocates for transgenders, but he was censored on social media because he said it is a mental condition. Can't say it's a mental condition. Can't treat it as such. He even said, look, if somebody wants to live this way for a couple of years and they are 21 years old, then allow them to have the sex change operation. And he even advocated for the government to pay for it because he's a Canadian. But he said they need to live that way for, I think it was two or three years, and they need to be 21 years old so they know what they're doing. Meanwhile, we've got this being forced upon young kids. I've had SaveJames.com, the father who a judge here in Texas is going to force him to pay for a sex change operation for his son when his son turns 8 years old, even though his son is being pushed into this by his mother at eight. At eight. That is the insanity. I mean, that's happening here in Texas. We got some very, very liberal cities here in Texas. And he says, I'll go to jail before I do that. And if you want to help him, you can find him at SaveJames.com. But again, NPR says women stage their own Tour de France on the same route. And they do it, they said, with tougher conditions. They weren't wearing high heels. No, not like Ann Richards here said. They weren't doing it backwards in high heels. No, they were riding the same course, but the police didn't stop the traffic for them. Big deal. Anyway, nevertheless, the bottom line is they said, well, you know, get these riders and there's just not enough opportunities for female cyclists in France. And so they need to have their own race. They said Italy has done that. Italy has its own race, even if it's shorter than the men's. They said in the UK, the United States, Australia, there are many races for women professionally, but France is behind. The problem is this LGBT agenda is taking away that effort, that ability for women to compete and like competition to other individuals in the same way that Lance Armstrong cheated on the race. That's exactly what the transgender athletes are doing. When we come back, we've got the Gillette ad that's pushing now transgenderism for razors.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. there's some of the most polluted areas on Earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about Lance Armstrong saying he would do it all again. He wanted to win. He didn't care what he did. If he doped, he didn't care if he could win. And the issue is, why didn't he just compete as a woman? Well, he couldn't compete as a woman because they don't have a Tour de France for women. They have similar races in Italy, the UK, Australia, other places, US. And they were complaining about that on NPR. They said, there's not a race for women in France. France is behind the times. They've got to have a race for women. And yet, if you're really caught up with the time, what if they were to set up the Tour de France for women, then Lance Armstrong could have probably still could identify as a woman and run that race. So what is the difference with this? As the psychologist who was shut down said, look, let's just treat it as a legal fiction. If somebody wants to identify that with that and they've had an operation, and I would restrict that to people who have lived that way for 2 or 3 years who are 21 years or older, if they've done all of that and they want to identify with that, you treat it as a legal fiction, you record it that way, but you don't let them compete. And yet they want to have women compete in these. And that's why you have the Democrat Party, which basically has become the demographic party. They don't care about democracy anymore. They care about the demographics. They're all about identity politics. You got Stacey Abrams out there openly bragging about how we are the party of identity politics. Not even trying to hide it anymore. Actually, putting it out there as a feature. We're all about the demographics. The problem is that they've crafted their demagogue party together by having competing demographics. Within the LGBT movement, you've got even the L's, the lesbians, are angry at the transgenders because of this very issue. Essentially the transgender doping, if you want to call it that. I mean, it's the same thing that Neil Armstrong was accused of. But then you also have the fact that major corporations are pushing this social agenda. Nobody more so than Gillette. Remember, it was just a few months ago that they had their ad complaining about toxic masculinity. Gillette, even though they're trying to sell razors to men, has no problem putting out an ad that attacks their base. Quite frankly, this is very similar to what the Democrats are doing. You know, they want to cozy up. First of all, there's problems within the LGBT, the L's fighting the T's. But then in the bigger picture, you've got the demagogue party virtue signaling and pulling in Muslims who want to kill everybody in the whole LGBT rainbow. They want to get rid of all those people. I mean, you look at this and you say, wait a minute, they're cannibalizing their voter base. And you look just like Gillette. Are they cannibalizing for a political agenda? They don't really care. They're coming after their own customers. So after they called men toxic pigs, and they also cut out a scene from the original ad that featured a booty-grabbing fake rap video. They now want female-to-male trans individuals to know that once those hormones that they're taking artificially, doping like Lance Armstrong did, they've got your shaving needs covered. So they're not interested. They could sell razors to women to shave their arms, to shave their legs, but that would fall into all of these cisgender stereotypes. Can't have that. Can't have that. So we're going to virtue signal to everybody, but it's not even about the virtue signaling, because they're going to lose more support than they gain. This is about pushing a globalist agenda that is being pushed with an alliance of the biggest corporations and governments across Western civilization. Let's take a look at this ad.
Growing up, I was always trying to figure out what kind of man I wanted to become, and I'm still trying to figure out what kind of man that I want to become. I always knew I was different. I didn't know that there was a term for the type of person that I was. I went into my transition just wanting to be happy. I'm glad I'm at the point where I'm able to shave. South, south, north, north, east, west, never in a hurry. Right.
Warm. Now don't be scared. Don't be scared. Shaving is about being confident. Oh, you're doing fine. You are doing fine.
Okay.
I'm at the point in my manhood where I'm actually happy.
This individual is not just the transgender son is Samson Brown. I would just remind Samson what happened to the other Samson when he shaved. But anyway, says, I'm at the point in my manhood where I'm actually happy. It's not just myself transitioning. It's everybody around me transitioning. See, that's the key issue. It's not enough to let people live their lives. They're not looking for tolerance. They demand that you celebrate what they do. They demand that you transition with them. They are transitioning society with them. It's not enough for them to do their own thing. Okay? It's not enough. They're not going to allow you to do your own thing. You're going to have to come along with them. You're going to have to celebrate and really worship what they're doing. That's what they're doing here. They're worshiping this agenda, and they're demanding that you worship it as well. So just remember, if you're going out to do a real shaving task, you might want to go somewhere other than Gillette, who's pushing this towards you. Let's take a look at Memorial Day. Again, the British military come around Memorial Day weekend. Of course, it's not a holiday for them, but I found this interesting because the British Army has distributed a sheet that has indicators and warnings if they suspect that you or someone you know might just be a redneck. No, I'm sorry, not a redneck, but an extreme right-wing person, right? Go back to Jeff Foxworthy. Nevertheless, the number one thing is if you describe yourself as a patriot, describe yourself as a patriot, you are an extreme right-winger. That's from the British Army. Just think about that on Memorial Day. Here's another one. If you look at your opponents as traitors, then you are an extreme right winger. And I said, wait a minute. Here in America, didn't they realize that we had Russiagate and we had all these people on the left saying that Trump was a traitor, that Trump was a foreign agent? Are they extreme? Are the people at CNN extreme right wingers? MSNBC, is Rachel Maddow an extreme right winger? Well, according to the British Army, yes. Yes. Because they look at their opponents and paint their opponents as traitors. Or if you refer to individuals ready to challenge their views as being indoctrinated. But wait a minute, that the left does that as well, don't they? If you use the term Islamofascism, if you involve colleagues in closed social media groups, oh, if you got a closed social media group, oh, you are an extreme right-winger. If you refer to political correctness as a left-wing or communist plot, it is. Political correctness is a scheme to control your speech because you might say something that offends or harms somebody's feelings. And if one individual feels that somebody else, even feel not even offended themselves, but they feel that somebody else may be offended, then that is an excuse for these fascists, these left-wing communists, if you will. And again, I don't see those people. I don't look at the two-dimensional, the one-dimensional line, left and right, and say, oh, you know, Hitler, he's exactly the opposite of Stalin. No, no, no. I look at the Nolan chart. They're both down at the bottom. Neither one of them allowed people to have any economic or personal freedom. They acted exactly the same. The only difference between Stalin and Hitler were the lies that they used to get power over people. They're not polar opposites. The tactics of the fascists and the communists are exactly the same. As a matter of fact, Hitler even called himself a socialist. It was a national socialist. That's what the Nazis were. Or if you make, listen to this, if you make inaccurate generalizations about the left or about government. In other words, the British Army says if you call yourself a patriot, you're an extreme right winger. If you criticize the government, you are an extreme right winger. Well, just call me an agent of H-A-T-E. Humanity against the technocratic elite, as evidenced by this British Army post. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the social media post on Memorial Day as people talk about what it was like. How did serving in the Army impact you? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the turbo force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. And get the fish oil.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or Infowars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. Hey! The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Stacy in the great state of Texas in FEMA Region 6. You're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for
Welcome back. We had yesterday was Memorial Day. And I think one of the key things to come out of this is this article that U.S. Army put up on Twitter. They put up a post and asked, how has serving impacted you? And they had more than 10,000 replies. As some people point out, this is one of the saddest threads I've ever seen. Yahoo points out, many of these were anonymous. They included details that couldn't be confirmed, of course. This is social media. But they paint a harrowing picture of the toll that America's wars have taken on those who fought them. And they ring true for all of us who are living here in America. We all know people who have been in this situation. Here's one of them. How has serving impacted you? This person comes back and says, my mother was a lieutenant and a triage nurse in Vietnam. She's been a broken person for the last 50 years over the things she saw. In December, she killed herself with prescription drugs. Here's another one. How has serving impacted you? My dad was drafted into war, was exposed to Agent Orange. I was born with multiple physical, neurological disabilities that were linked back to that chemical. And my dad became an alcoholic with PTSD and a side of bipolar disorder. Another individual talked about that and said he wasn't even in Vietnam. He was exposed to Agent Orange on a base after that because Monsanto continued to experiment with that. Another one. How has serving impacted you? I met this guy named Christian who served in Iraq. He was cool, had his own place with a pole in the living room, always had parties. My best friend at the time started dating him, so we spent a weekend at his crib after a party, 6 a.m. He took out his laptop. He started showing us some pictures of his time in the Army, pictures with a bunch of dudes smiling and laughing. It was cool. I was drunk. I didn't care. He started showing us pictures of some little kids, and after a while, his eyes went completely effing dark. I was like, man, dudes, hi. He was very calmly explaining to us that all those kids were dead, but he said that's what war was. Dead kids. Nothing to show for it, but a military discount. Christian killed himself 2 months later. Another one. How has serving impacted you? I said, well, it's given me a fractured spine, TBI, compact PTSD, burn pit exposure, and a broken body with no hope of getting better, but not even medically retired for a fractured spine. Another one. Y'all killed my father by failing to provide proper treatment after multiple tours. And this, folks, is why Roaring Thunder said this is the last year they're going to do that. They were doing that for years to try to draw attention to POWs who were left behind. But it got to be prohibitively expensive because the Pentagon was charging them for security, for porta potties, for all this. They couldn't afford it. They said, look, it's costing us so much money that we have to pay to the Pentagon to try to raise awareness for the people who are left behind and abused POWs from Vietnam, that it's just not worth it anymore. We're going to save the money. We're going to give it to veterans who need the help directly. And folks, that's the bottom line. We're going to have to take control of our, that's a good thing that they came to that realization, because that's the only way that things are going to change, is if we start doing things directly on our own instead of trying to beg Washington to solve the problem, because Washington is the problem. As New American pointed out, the best way to honor soldiers is to abide by the Constitution. The power to declare war does not belong to the president, not even to President Trump. It's in the Constitution that it is Congress that makes that declaration. As they quote in this New American article, they quote Alexander Hamilton. Listen up, all you people who go to the Broadway musical. This is the real Alexander Hamilton. He was trying to make a case for why the federal government wasn't dangerous. He liked the idea of a federal government. He was pro-federalist. We should have listened to the anti-federalists. But we listened to people like Alexander Hamilton, who assured us that this type of thing would never happen. The type of thing that we have today. Here's what he had to say in Federalist number 69. He said, the president is to be commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy of the United States. And in this respect, his authority would nominally be the same as that of the King of Great Britain. But in substance, his power is much inferior to the King of Great Britain. It would amount to nothing more than the supreme command and direction of the military and naval forces as first general and admiral of the Confederacy, while that of the British king extends to the declaring of war and to the raising and regulating of fleets and armies, all which by the Constitution would appertain to the legislature. So he's saying, you know, the difference between the president and the king is that the president can't declare war. Except now he does. Now the president has become king, as evidenced by the fact that the White House is bypassing Congress, sending more troops and weapons to the Middle East to counter Iran. We haven't ended any wars. President Trump is going to wind up being the second president. Obama was the first. George Bush was nearly the first but he got a late start. He didn't start his wars until after September 11th, 2001. If he'd started 9 months earlier, he would have been the first president to be at war his entire 8 years. Obama got that honor, and now President Trump will be the second if things continue to go the way they're going. President Trump said as he was speaking to reporters, "We're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops, mostly protective. Some very talented people are going to the Middle East right now, and we'll see what happens." Yeah, let's just throw troops into that area and see what happens. Maybe we'll have another Gulf of Tonkin or something, or maybe we can invent that. Iraqi leaders are aware of what's going on. Many of us are. Iraqi leaders are saying we will not be dragged into a U.S.-Iran proxy war. Top officials there, the president as well as the head of the largest political bloc, President Saleh, I guess is how you pronounce his name, says Iraq has already, quote, been through hell for the last 4 decades, and the last thing Iraqis want to see is war. They're tired of it. Unfortunately, Americans are not tired of it, even after all of the abuses that we have seen and the lack of care for veterans when they come back, the disregard for POWs left behind as John McCain continually shut down any efforts to try to find the people that were there. They don't care. And they don't care about the Constitution. And they're not defending freedom if they're fighting wars against people that never attacked us. That is not fighting for freedom. Al-Sadr, the head of the largest political bloc, warned he didn't think that Iraq could survive if it was brought into a U.S.-Iran war. He said this is a long-time position of Sadr, who has staked out a political position of international neutrality, and he urged the leadership there for years to avoid getting too close with either the U.S. or Iran. He said they're going to draw us into this. Meanwhile, yesterday in Tokyo, President Trump said, "We're not looking for regime change. We're looking for no nuclear weapons." Well, last week we played the clip from him. He said, "Yeah, there is such a thing as the military-industrial complex, and they really do like war, and I don't want to see that happen, but we've got to be concerned about nuclear weapons." That was the trap the military-industrial complex laid for Eisenhower. That's how they got the Cold War. That's how they're continuing these wars with President Trump. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, "We used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back?" We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Because that's what people out here
know
about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
It's never been easy to figure out the essentials of a new supplement routine. That's why we created the 8-Pack Power Stack, your go-to option for the building blocks of a successful approach to supplementation. This one-stop shop for those looking to simplify or adjust their routine is perfect for new and old info warriors alike. With the 8-pack power stack, there's no trial and error, messy bottles laying across the counter, or 20-minute morning habits. Just take the wake up and work or rest and recover packs each day for quick, easy to use and conveniently accessible formulas to help you reach your peak without the deep supplement knowledge, stacks of bottles, and complicated routine. Featuring 8 different formulas for a total take on your health and wellness. You can find what you like and get even more powerful versions in the store. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and check out 8-Pack Power Snack today and jumpstart your supplement routine.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border. Talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in this segment will be Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center. We're going to talk about the biggest threats to the 10th Amendment and how it is a solution to federal overreach. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have continued our Memorial Day mega sales. We've got a lot of products that are 40, 50, 60% off. We have at 60% off, we have ExtendoWise, Myco ZX Plus at 50% off. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to get vitamins and minerals, essential vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. You just drink them. You can make them into a great tasting smoothie, whatever you want. But it's a great way to get your baseline vitamins and minerals, and you can get that now 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. Also, Bod Ease is 50% off. That's our all-natural anti-inflammatory product. It's turmeric and many other natural ingredients that help your body fight inflation, not just in your joints, but throughout your body. We also have at the 40% level, we got Turbo Force. Our protein bars are all 40% off. Finally, we have, just for the listeners of this program, you can save 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee. That's our 100% organic coffee available in 2 different blends. You can save 10%. Just use the code WAKEUP at checkout to save 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, joining us now is Michael Bolden. And again, he is with the 10th Amendment Center. Folks, I think this is the we talk all the time about how the First Amendment is being violated now with massive censorship. Second Amendment, they're constantly talking about overturning that. But the bottom line is that, you know, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment really were the bottom lines. almost redundant in a way. Not quite, but they're stressing the fact, Ninth Amendment. By the way, if we didn't tell you that you've got that power, federal government, you don't have it. And then the Tenth Amendment saying, if you haven't directly given that to you, we have kept that power. The people and the states who created the central government have kept that power. So that really is the linchpin for all these other issues. And it also involves a very different mindset, a mindset of a division of power, a mindset where instead of begging Washington to give us certain freedoms, we take them back ourselves, like we saw with the nullification of marijuana laws throughout two-thirds of the states right now. So I want to bring on now Michael Bolden. And again, you can find their website is 10th. You spell that out, T-E-N-T-H, 10thAmendmentCenter.com. And you can find him on Twitter at Michael Bolden, B-O-L-D-I-N. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Bolden.
David, awesome to be here. Thank you for inviting me on. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I always want to talk about the 10th Amendment. I mean, it is such a core issue. But talk about right now, what do you see as the biggest threat against the 10th Amendment right now and against the people?
Well, I'll speak from kind of the language of the founders. First of all, Thomas Jefferson, basically you described it the way Thomas Jefferson does, and that is the 10th Amendment in Jefferson's words, and I trust him more than I do any living politician or pundit today.
Yeah.
Jefferson called the 10th Amendment, quote, the foundation of the Constitution. The founders all across the spectrum, even the big government ones, warned of consolidation. That was their term. They did not want centralized power. Because if you live in a large country with a wide range of political, economic, religious viewpoints, the only way those people can live together in peace is a decentralized federal system. Because a one-size-fits-all solution, which we have on almost everything today, and we've had on almost everything for decades and decades, everyone considers everything to be a federal problem rather than a local or a state problem. When you have a one-size-fits-all solution, what you end up having every few years during election time, you have a low-grade civil war happening to control the entire enchilada. And that is spilling over outside of the every few year election system or the election time, because it's getting worse and worse. And we should expect that to happen. In fact, Thomas Jefferson and James Madison both warned us that if you ever rely on the federal government to determine the extent of its own powers, those powers would always grow, regardless of any of the vaunted parts of the American system, separation of powers, elections, protests, lawsuits, courts, all of that. It should happen. They told us this was going to happen, and we see it happening today.
Exactly. And you know, we're talking about a civil war. They want this kind of a civil war because that serves their purposes when you come up to election. Just take a look at abortion. I have some very strong opinions about abortion, but I believe that it ought to be regulated at the state level. And, you know, let the people make this determination at the state level rather than going to the federal government. And then even worse, having some kind of a Supreme Politburo, the Supreme Court, that's going to make that determination for everybody. Not even our elected representatives are involved in making the determinations about when life begins, how marriage is defined, and so on, right?
You know, you mentioned marijuana and legalization of marijuana now in 33 states. The most recent ones are the reddest of the red states, Utah, Missouri, Oklahoma. Oklahoma last summer, June of 2018, passed the broadest marijuana law, medical marijuana law in history ever. I mean, I live in California and it is the Wild West out here. We have just in Los Angeles alone about 700 marijuana shops licensed. There's hundreds more that are in the gray or black market. There is zero chance the federal government has the manpower or resources to even shut down the state of California when it comes to this. We know that it would take about 40% of their budget, the annual budget for the DEA, which is an agency like the ATF that shouldn't even exist under the Constitution. But based on the operating budget that they have, it would take about 40% of their budget just to deal with Los Angeles. You're talking 33 states telling the federal government on various levels, you may have your prohibition on blank, but we're going to do it differently. I have been arguing for years that conservatives should take the same position on the right to keep and bear arms, the natural right to keep and bear arms. Mind you, of course, this is an aside. It's not a Second Amendment right. This is a natural right that we have, whether the federal government tells us we can or not.
That's right. I really don't like to see a situation where the Supreme Court is imposing decisions on people, even if they get the decision right. You look at the Heller decision in D.C. You know, okay, fine. They carved off a little bit more of a privilege for people, but I don't like to see that happening from the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court giveth and the Supreme Court taketh away. The Supreme Court has reversed itself on so many different issues that they've been on, both sides of many issues, sometimes within the same year, sometimes it's a couple of decades later. But you're never secure if they're going to be the ones making these decisions. And so, you know, we're talking about life and death decisions, when we're talking about marriage, when we're talking about even whether or not you should be allowed to make an informed choice about what your medicine should be. I mean, as you point out, the FDA shouldn't exist under the Constitution. Neither should the DEA.
Yeah, the only thing that these agencies are authorized to do under the Constitution is disband. Now, I don't ever expect any of them to volunteer that. I don't expect Congress to do that. I don't expect any executive branch, good or bad, to ever defund and get rid of any of these agencies. All they ever do at best is tinker around the edges. We heard Ron Paul talk about that for a year. Tinkering doesn't fix things. And you talk about the courts. Again, the federal courts are part of the federal government. And even if you get a 5-4 decision, the fate of a liberty of an entire country of hundreds of millions of people in the hands of 5 people is not a free society. We have to learn how to exercise our rights, whether government wants us to or not. Thomas Jefferson said, "A free people claim their rights as derived from the laws of nature and not as a gift of their chief magistrate."
That's right, because then it becomes a privilege. You know, they said that they're going to, we all had individual rights that were granted by a creator, and that if the government became destructive of those rights, the real purpose of government was to protect those rights that we have not from the government but from our creator. If they become destructive of that, then it is our right and our duty to alter or abolish that government. That was the fundamental principles on which we were founded. And yet, what we see in terms of regulatory overreach, I mean, we're talking about every aspect of our life. It's not just the social issues, but it's also, or even the medical issues. Look at the EPA, for example. We've got that agency has now decided what we are going to be driving, whether we're going to have electric cars or internal combustion engine. How do they get into that kind of micromanagement of details? What we have now is essentially rulemaking by the bureaucracy. We have legislation without representation. And I would also say taxation without representation because of an out-of-control bureaucracy. We'll be right back with Michael Bolden. He's with the 10th Amendment Center. Again, you spell that out, T-E-N-T-H, 10thAmendmentCenter.com. You can find him on Twitter at Michael Bolden. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Money. Everybody knows that supplements are amazing, that what God gave us from Mother Nature is incredible. That's why supplements are the biggest growing industry in the world, and the globalists are so upset. The problem is people forget to take them. And that's why the whole industry has moved towards packets that you take in the morning and you take at night. So we looked at that. We made the very best AM and PM packets out there with an incredible spectrum of 13 different capsules that you take in 2 servings a day that are game-changing AM and PM total health and performance 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsLife.com. Folks, check it out. It's 50% off for a limited time out of the gates. 50% off on the 8-pack power stack. 50% off on our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com, the 8-pack power stack. 50% off. We looked at the best-selling products out there, and we made it even better, and we lowered the price.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Recent studies and reports have shown that pipes and plumbing are getting clogged and backed up with human waste and debris. This is from people flushing things that aren't meant to be flushed, like baby wipes and feminine products and safe sex products. And so this is resulting in pipes being backed up and clogged. Well, just like plumbing gets clogged and just like pipes get clogged, the human body gets clogged just like that. And you may be experiencing backup too. So if you want some relief, some explosive relief, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Oxy Powder. But let me warn you, this stuff is no joke. If you're experiencing some cloggage, some backup of your own, Oxy Powder from InfoWarsStore.com will clear it out. Guaranteed. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take care of your clogged plumbing with Oxy Powder.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with. And that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Michael Bolin. He's with the 10th Amendment Center. That you'll find that at 10th, T-E-N-T-H, 10thAmendmentCenter.com. And we're going to be talking about the 10th Amendment and how it can solve our problems in many other areas besides just the U.N. war on drugs, which a key part of that. Understand, marijuana is only a part of that, but that was the part of the war on drugs that locked up more people than anything else. And that's why we have a prison population that is greater than any other country in history, even countries like China that have a far greater population. We have not only a higher percentage, but a higher total number of people in prison because of the unconstitutional war on drugs. And it was a big nullification that we have seen enacted at the state level, both by referenda of the people and by state legislatures. And of course, Jeff Sessions, who wanted to have it so badly. He hated marijuana. He was the reefer madness man. And he wanted to shut that down, but he didn't dare do that because it would have exposed the fact that the emperor has no clothes when it comes to the 10th Amendment. But before we get into the positive areas where this could go, Michael, you mentioned the Second Amendment. And I think it's very important for us to understand the power that we have at the local level, not just with 10th Amendment even, but with sheriffs. I mean, we've got sheriffs that are pushing back in Colorado and Illinois against state laws that are there to harass gun owners and to entrap them legally and so forth. You got a lot of elected sheriffs who say we're not going to enforce that. That's the type of attitude that people need to understand can be applied even to federal laws as well, right? Do we have Michael? Did we lose Michael? I think we lost Michael. Okay, we just dropped the line there. Okay, so we're going to talk about that when Michael gets back on the line. I think the other part of this that is, as he alluded to, you know, we have the attitude, as I've said many times, growing up, it used to be a joke, would say, don't make a federal case out of it. Well, now everything is a federal case because we think that all of our problems, whether you are liberal or conservative, everybody wants all of the problems. If you think it's a big problem, you want it done by the federal government, don't you? You want it done by the government. And then you want it done by the government at the highest level. And that's how we got into this situation. We got Michael back with us now. Michael, I was just talking about the Second Amendment, your comments about the Second Amendment, because it looks like as we've got Kamala Harris now over and over again about how she's going to, with executive order, she's got a long list of gun control measures she's going to take using executive order. But we've already seen this laid down as a pattern by President Trump.
Yes, yes, the bump stock ban is a very, very dangerous precedent. But we have to just, we can't only blame Trump on this. We can't just blame the ATF. We have to recognize that all federal gun control is a violation of the right to keep and bear arms. It's a violation of the Second Amendment. It shouldn't exist. I said all they are authorized to do is disband. That's correct. But what they're doing is they're taking an unconstitutional law passed in 1934, the NFA, the National Firearms Act, and they're taking it and they're now saying through an executive rule making process through an agency, they're saying, well, now this attachment, this bump stock, is now defined as a machine gun. And if they can define that thing as a machine gun, someone like Kamala or Bernie or anybody else is going to define anything else as a machine gun as well, because machine gun is banned from the 1934 law. So if we're just tinkering around the edges and debating about how they can define a machine gun, we're always going to be in a losing battle. We have to take the philosophically correct position that they don't even have the constitutional authority to ban any of these guns. The founders actually were very specific. They didn't want us to have guns just to go hunting. They also didn't want us just to have guns to protect our person, our property, and our family. They recognized that they wanted us to have a powerful militia with military-style weapons to protect against the need to have standing armies. Because James Madison said, standing armies are one of the greatest threats to liberty. War leads to armies and debts and taxes, he told us, and armies and debts and taxes are the known instruments for putting the many under the domination of the few. So having a powerful militia where the average people have powerful military weapons is the greatest protection against having the need for a large standing army. And then, of course, we can defend ourselves and do all kinds of hunting on top of it as well.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you're talking about the National Firearms Act and the Miller case that the Supreme Court put through. The argument that that they were making back in the 1930s to defend the National Firearms Act was that this guy who had a sawed-off shotgun that was also prohibited, just like the automatic weapons were prohibited unless you paid a license. The argument was that he wasn't allowed to have that because it wasn't a military weapon. Look at how they have that. They'll use any kind of justification to take your guns. Now the justification is we got to take your guns because they're a military weapon.
Yes.
Back in 1939, it was because it wasn't a military weapon. But, of course, it had been used as a military weapon, both in the First World War as well as in the Civil War. You had cavalry officers on both sides use sawed-off shotguns instead of sabers for cavalry charges. They're a lot more effective. But they pick a guy who is a bank robber. And then he even died in terms of process. The same type of thing we saw with Roe v. Wade. They, you know, they got Norma Corvey and she said, I was used as a patsy for this thing. And you look at the kind of gyrations and the perversions that they run the Constitution through. And it's just to any kind of sophistry to get what they want, which is control over us.
So it starts out with basically standing by while Congress passes something that they're not authorized to do. Thomas Jefferson told us that whensoever the general government assumes undelegated powers, anytime they do this, its acts are unauthoritative, void, and of no force. As soon as they try to pass it, not when the Supreme Court tells us that they're unconstitutional, but immediately. So it's high time we start treating all these unconstitutional acts. And I would say that this probably qualifies maybe 90 to 95% of what they've done in modern times. So if you look at basically anything the federal government does and you automatically have a knee-jerk reaction and say it's unconstitutional without even studying it, you're going to get an A+ in my class because almost every time you're going to be right. So we have to start treating them as unconstitutional right off the bat, not waiting for the Supreme Court to tell us that we have the right to exercise our natural rights. And we're running out of time, but I just real quickly, I mean, if we look to the left has been very good at doing things that they want to do all the time. And if we want to study strategy, we have to study what the Marxists have been doing. I'm a former Marxist myself, and I know they're incredibly good at. We can't ignore their strategic moves to advance their efforts. It's worked on socialized healthcare. It's worked on immigration sanctuary cities. It's worked on marijuana. Why not put the same kind of thing into effect on the right to keep and bear arms, on healthcare freedom, and everything else across the board?
So when we say that it's right now, everybody will say, well, you know, Roe v. Wade, for example, you hear everybody say, oh, it's unconstitutional. Why? Because the Supreme Court said so. We let them decide whether anything is constitutional or not. And you're saying we need to make that determination at the local level. And what do we do about it at the local level?
Well, what's happening right now, we see a lot of states passing these laws criminalizing abortion. But I think primarily, and my gut instinct tells me, and what I've read so far, is they're only gearing up for a Supreme Court fight. So
that's right.
Are there principles? Are there principles, only principles, as long as the Supreme Court agrees with them? Because if you believe in something, whether it's for or against on this issue, if you believe in something, it is your moral duty to stand up for what you believe, no matter what the politicians or the judges in the black dresses happen to say. You have to stand up for what you believe in, no matter what. If you're one man, one woman alone on an island, you do what you believe in because it is the right thing to do. So if they're only gearing up for a court, what do they do if they lose? Well, yep. Jefferson and Madison told us if you lose in court, you just do it anyway. I don't know if the people have the courage for that on these issues yet, but we'll see.
And that's what Andrew Jackson said. You know, he had a Supreme Court. I disagreed with what Andrew Jackson was doing, but he had the authority to do it. You know, the Supreme Court said, yeah, you can relocate the Cherokee. They saw what it looked like. And a year later, they changed their mind, said, no, you can't do that. And he said, well, you've made your opinion. Let's see you enforce it. When we got this abortion law that was passed in Alabama, they said, we want this as a challenge to Roe v. Wade. And you had Mo Brooks come out and say, we're going to stand up for the 10th Amendment. I said, yes. And he goes, so we're going to see what the Supreme Court says.
Yeah, that's I mean, it's not. Well, again, we're looking to the left. The left. In the immigration sanctuary cities, they're not running these sanctuary cities because the Supreme Court has told them they can. The Supreme Court might tell them that they can. We'll see how that plays out. But they've been doing it for years. San Francisco's had their law on the books since the 1980s. They didn't wait for permission first. They just did it. And I would urge conservatives to look at how these things are playing out and start looking locally on a city or a state level and start advancing the causes you believe in at that area and do it no matter what anybody says. If you believe in the right to keep and bear arms in Texas, you should decriminalize sawed-off shotguns. You should legalize what the federal government prohibits, like we've done here in California on weed. Why not do it for guns and everything else? I mean, it's a broken record, but it has to be done.
That's right. And you can start that at the local county level. I remember back in the 1990s, the sheriff of Telluride, Colorado was saying, look, we're not going to bust anybody for any of these drug charges. We're not going to bust anybody for marijuana. He just nullified the UN agenda that was enacted by the federal government right there at the sheriff's level. And people can do that across the spectrum. Thanks for joining us again. Michael Bolden, B-O-L-D-I-N. You can find him at Michael Bolden on Twitter. And you can find their website, 10thAmendmentCenter.com. Thank you for joining us. That's our program for today.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products to keep me on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate
ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.